You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Detroit basketball! What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, January the 14th, and another year of the Bucks blasting the Pistons. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for listening. I hope we have not watched the last Pistons game in a while. Though, we might be off for a little while. We'll see how things shake out with the NBA in these next few days. But Brother Brian has the lowdown on Wednesday's stinker in the against the Bucks. I got some thoughts on this one. And where do we go from here with the NBA, with Friday's postponed Pistons game already on the horizon, or no longer on the horizon, I guess is more accurate. But we've also got some nice comments later on from one Richard Rip Hamilton. Maybe you've heard of him. That'll make you feel good about Troy Weaver running the helm for the Detroit Pistons. So give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore to that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Give a follow as well to Brother Brian at @BShook12, show contributor extraordinaire on Twitter, and also to the Play Michigan account at @Play_Michigan. The developments are coming day by day for the launch of legalized online gambling here in the great state of Michigan. But the Pistons drop one to the Bucks. Maybe you've heard that one before on Wednesday night. Here's Brother Brian with the deets.
This is your Pistons game recap.
Middleton to the lane. Giannis with a drive, and that's what he does best.
Blake knows that he was out of control. And then his teammates weren't able to step in there.
The Milwaukee Bucks completed the season sweep of the Pistons on Wednesday night in Detroit, beating the Pistons 110-101, dropping Detroit's record to 2-9 on the season. In an unwelcome theme early in the season, the Pistons got down by as much as 23 in the first half and battled their way back, but couldn't get the game. 209 points as the Bucks led for the entire night. For the 10th straight game, Jeremy Grant scored over 20 with 22 points. It was also the 10th straight game he has led the Pistons in scoring, something that hasn't been done with the franchise since Jerry Stackhouse in 2001-2002. Svi Mykhailiuk provided a spark off the bench, scoring a season-high 18 points in his most effective and confident game of the season. Blake Griffin, Josh Jackson, and Sadiq Bey all scored in double digits. Isaiah Stewart had a career-high 9 points off the bench and added 7 rebounds. Mason Plumlee led the team with 13 rebounds and also added 5 assists, while DeLon Wright had a team-leading 7 assists and chipped in 8 rebounds. The Pistons were without Derrick Rose, who had a sore left knee, and Sekou Doumbouya, who was available but did not play on Coach Casey's decision. The Bucks proved to be too much and were led by guess who? Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had a triple-double with 22 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks on the night. Joining the Greek Freak with double digits in points were Jrue Holiday with 21, Bryn Forbes with 13, former Piston Chris Middleton with 12, and Bobby Portis with 11. Brook Lopez and Dante DiVincenzo each had double-digit rebounds. The Pistons had a sneaky backdoor cover against the betonline.ag 10.5 point spread to go to 7-4 on the season against the spread. And they have covered in 6 of their last 7 games. The under was a comfortable bet all night and did come in. The Pistons did have a game scheduled against Washington on Friday, but it was announced just before tip-off that the game would be postponed due to league COVID protocols. So Detroit will travel to Miami for 2 games, the first on Saturday night at 8 p.m. to take on the Eastern Conference champion Heat. That game tips off at 8 o'clock on Fox Sports Detroit and 97.1 The Ticket. This has been your Pistons game recap.
Detroit basketball!
Eastern Conference champion Heat. That's still a weird one to hear, but this one, man, I'm having a hard time wrapping my arms around this one that we saw on Wednesday night. The first half was maybe one of the, probably the worst half of basketball the Pistons have played this year. Kind of completely out of it. This whole game, it's like, why are they only down by such and such? I think the other Milwaukee games were kind of like that, too. Never really felt in these games by any stretch of the imagination, but you cover the spread. The score doesn't look so bad. I guess
at the bottom line is that that's a good thing. You want this team to kind of be competitive night in and night out. And no, I'm not expecting wins. I don't want even want wins to a large extent. You want wins night in or, you know, here and there. But how long do these like 8-point and 10-point losses like feel okay to the point where it's kind of like, okay, maybe the other team mailed it in a little bit and you just kind of won by 10 because when you went down by 20, you were the one NBA team kind of giving effort to come back in that regard. Hate to kind of throw a damper on the Pistons are competitive every night kind of thing. And they are competitive, going well in most regards. But like, does this have like a long 70-game shelf life to it? We'll see. Maybe it does. And as long as most of these guys are playing hard, it's just that this starting group, and I'm just confused about a lot of stuff. Again, I don't know how to feel today. I kind of know how I feel about Sekou. That's going to be an ongoing thing that we're going to talk about more. I feel like I'm going to skip it tonight. DeLon Wright, I know where I'm kind of at there. Nice to see Svi Mykhailiuk play well, hit some shots, do a lot of things in a variety of ways. But again, I've got the questions about the starting lineup. At least Dwayne Casey acknowledged that he probably needs to make a change and made a change, but it was right back to where they were at last Wednesday against Milwaukee. It was about the only change that was guaranteed to fail, putting Wayne Ellington in the starting lineup back for Josh Jackson, who's been struggling, who then played pretty well off the bench. So maybe you're getting Josh Jackson back into the groove a little bit and see what kind of player you have with him going forward. But then again, all this is happening and how bad the starting lineup is, well, you're also trying to kind of lose. So if the veterans go out there and spot the other team, you know, 15, 18 points in the first 7 minutes of each half combined, that's not so bad too. So again, just a confusing season to go through. My small brain is trying to piece this all together right now. We'll chop up a lot of this stuff with Brother Brian on Fridays with Brian tomorrow. Also want to get his thoughts. I'll have my thoughts on the big James Harden trade from Wednesday as well. Obviously the talk of the NBA right there. But for the Pistons, we'll stick with Detroit today. Some good things on Wednesday. Wanted to highlight a couple of them here. Saben Lee, I thought he played pretty well. Obviously, you see the athleticism, the tenacity, the things he was billed at. But saw the little floater there. Got a pickpocket steal of, I believe, DJ Augustine, if I'm remembering correctly. But did some nice things out there as you kind of ease him into the back end of the rotation or wherever his destiny is this year. Probably will get quite a few minutes, really, with Killian out for the long term. Saben Lee, 13 minutes, 4 points. The steal there, like I mentioned, zero turnovers for the two-way rookie point guard as well. Another positive was obviously Isaiah Stewart, who played 17 minutes, had 9 points and 7 rebounds, including 4 on the offensive end. Again, we don't see the lift from him under the basket. He's going to struggle to score under the basket, which is obviously a negative for him, but he's got a lot of positives that he brings out there. And the offensive rebounding is superior for him, most of that given effort. The defensive rebounding, though, again, it's weird to say about a guy who stands out so well on the offensive glass, but is he a great rebounder? I don't know. I think he's going to get there maybe in time, but it's weird. He's such a small guy, undersized for a center. He did throw up the three-pointer tonight. We'll see if that comes in time with his game to where he can kind of be a little bit more of a multi-dimensional player. But Isaiah Stewart, maybe he should play a little more. We're talking about 17 minutes for him, thinking about ways to change up the starting lineup. Didn't really see much from Sadiq Bey that would show that he needs to be necessarily a starter right now, although that is an option. Played 20 minutes, dropped 10 points, and made a couple of threes, but didn't see really much that was standing out from him there. But that's not all that bad. Complimentary player that could kind of blend in with the vets. I think it will help one of these young guys to be in that group with the starters, go up against the starting lineups, the professionals, the button-down guys at the beginning of each of the halves, maybe play their way into the final group if they play well. And how about this idea? If Mason Plumlee was brought in here, and one of the main justifications was to make the young guys' lives easier, then maybe he should be playing with young guys, right? And I'm not necessarily saying this as a demotion. I'm not trying to rattle the cage here on the anti-Plumlee agenda that I have. I promise you that. But you hope that Mason is, if this were something that would be floated by the coaching staff, you hope that he might be professional enough to understand his role with this team and what the franchise is trying to accomplish in the medium and long term, and that he would take that and kind of learn from it, deal with it, etc. And maybe you'd reward Isaiah Stewart for his work, reward a young guy for doing the things that you're asking for. How about that? That would be kind of something new for this franchise. And we've talked about Svi possibly the starting. I would expect that that's probably going to eventually happen, maybe even as soon as the next game, just because he kind of broke out of the shooting slump, had his best game of the season in a game that not a lot of people for the Pistons played really well in terms of the starting group and those guys that you rely on night in and night out. You know, obviously anytime Blake Griffin goes up against Giannis, it's an otherworldly tough game for him, and we got to take that into account as well. But Blake Griffin, 12 points in 32 minutes. And then Jeremy Grant, 22 points as well for him, over 20 once again. So the good times roll for the Detroit Pistons so far this year. But up next, we're going to talk about the postponed game for Friday and see where the league and the Pistons go from here. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But first, I was listening to a podcast that really helped me out this past summer called The Pursuit of Healthiness. It was hosted by a young man by the name of Blake Griffin. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he hosted a podcast about wellness and had on a delightful Englishman named Andy that really turned my head to something new that basically changed my life. And Headspace is the company that came from one Andy. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I am one of the proponents of meditation. It helped me through some headaches, some bad health situations that I was having last summer, and I've got to go back to it. So I'm going to go get onto Headspace just like you should and try to make my life a little bit more peaceful and a lot better, to be frank. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule anytime. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today. Also got to tell you guys about rockauto.com. This is one of my favorite websites out there. Rockauto.com, it's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. This is the way things are going. Go online, get things taken care of from your own house, get things delivered to you. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet for your ride. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and prices that you prefer. Best of all, it's those prices at rockauto.com. They're always reliably low, and the same for the pros as the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Yes, sir!
2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Pistons will not be closing their 4-game homestand at Little Caesars Arena on Friday night against the Washington Wizards. The word came slightly before tip-off on Wednesday night before the game against Milwaukee that game will not be played on Friday night. They're just going to kick that one down the curb, down the road there. The NBA released the schedule for the first 38 games, which ends the first half, quote unquote, about March 2nd. And sometime January or February, I think they're going to release the next half of these games. But obviously, there's some thinking to do right now. They've got to kind of think on the fly and figure out where they go from here, as a bunch of games have now been postponed. I think it's up to 9 right now, according to an article I'm looking at from Adrian Wojnarowski and Tim Bontemps of ESPN.com. 3 of them were from Wednesday night, the Orlando-Boston, Utah-Washington, and Atlanta and Phoenix. And Phoenix and Washington both had their games for Friday already postponed, of course, one of those being Washington at the Detroit Pistons. We know that on Tuesday, the NBA Board of Governors met and added some more restrictive COVID situations for the teams to deal with, including non-team guests can't go to the hotels on the road, increasing the use of masks during on-court or during on-court appearances or near the court sideline, I should say, further limiting both teams' meeting times and player contact as well. So the NBA is trying to work on the fly here, trying to get through a little bit of a situation. They're also late on Wednesday night, announced by ESPN.com, the NBA sent a memo to all the teams saying that they need to find another third-party local testing unit, as all the referees and players the day before a game and also the morning of a game go through 2 tests in that time. But it sounds like they're asking the local teams and the local medical places to find a third test for these players to go through. So they're asking the teams over the weekend to come up with this local supplier that would be able to turn around 40 tests, do it at a shoot-around situation in the morning, and have those tests available so that teams can know the results about an hour before game time. Obviously, this is all going on while we got 4,000 people per day that are dying throughout this country. You don't want to jump the line in terms of some things, but you want to see if there's some tests out there that are available. You got the different companies that are handling this, the BioReference company, the different testing that's going on. It's a very complicated and convoluted situation, as you guys know, as we're all kind of dealing with here on a day-to-day basis. But frankly, and fortunately for people like me, I can kind of just work from home. I really don't have contact with basically anyone on a day-to-day basis, for better or worse. Hopefully, this is all a situation that's intermediate temporary, I guess, might be a good way of putting it. But we're all kind of working through it. The NBA is no different. We are not going to, my personal opinion is not that the NBA is blowing this or anything like that. It's a tough situation, a tough hand that we've all been dealt with here in this country and here in this world. The NBA is kind of handling it as good as they can. They're adjusting on the fly. I would imagine, I have a hard time believing that all 72 of these games are going to get played in this season. I think part of the deal with the second half of the season and looking around at how many games get postponed is that maybe they'll chop 8 to 10 off of each team's schedule or something like that, which makes the results in some of these games early on in the season, although they might not seem super consequential right now, given the course of a long season, it might be shorter than you think. So for the Pistons to be losing some of these games, and we're dealing with the stark reality that it's better for the Pistons to lose these games than it is to win, as weird as it is to wrap your mind around that at times. But the other situation is, does the NBA need to shut down for a short period of time before picking things up back again and seeing how things, the cookie crumbles for a week off or so? The arguments that I'm hearing are that's not a great idea, because at least you have the players in a controlled environment. They're traveling together. They're working together, as opposed to cutting off the NBA and saying, everyone go home and please behave yourself. We know that when athletes and other people from all walks of life configure and re-get together after being apart, when those initial testing situations happen, a lot of people are positives. Training camps, we heard the numbers, a little bit scary, a little bit jarring to hear those. That would probably be a similar situation if you try to do a quote-unquote restart after all of this. So it's a delicate situation. It's one that's evolving. Hopefully by the time you hear this, maybe things haven't changed all that much, and this is up-to-date information that you're getting from me. But that's kind of the long and short of it right now. Unfortunately, this is the most important issue that we're dealing with here in the NBA, and of course here on the globe as well. I know the James Harden trade took a lot of the oxygen of the day, and the business at hand of the NBA on a Wednesday is just kind of dwarfed right now by what's going on in this country. So take care of yourselves, and if you're able to stay home and do what you need to do from a more safe and controlled environment, please do that. And let's get through this month or so, or maybe longer. I know that things will continue as far as not being vaccinated for longer than a month. But the really scary part, the really bad numbers, the really bad spread might not be all that much longer. And I don't mean to minimize, because I know a lot of people are dealing with a lot out there on a day-to-day basis and in big parts of their lives going forward. But that's the information from an NBA perspective right now. I'm not an expert on this stuff, but I wanted to give you guys a quick briefing of what the league is dealing with here and now. But Rip Hamilton had some interesting comments for the Detroit Free Press on Wednesday's edition. I want to pass those along and give you some good feelings about this organization and the man in charge of the front office. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But first,
it's Bang the Over Brother Brian, and one of the most fun betting weekends of the year is coming up, and I am here for it. The NFL playoffs head into the divisional round, and I couldn't be more excited. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. How do this weekend's money lines look? The safest bet is the Kansas City Chiefs at -500 against the Browns on Sunday, who are the biggest underdog at +395. The Packers are -300 against the Rams, who are +350 on Saturday. Double dipping on that first day of action leaves you deciding between the -146 Bills hosting the +126 Ravens. And rounding out the weekend is the Saints at -159 playing host to Tampa Bay at +139 on Sunday evening. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
If you want to get basketball smart, it starts with listening to the Hollinger and Duncan podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. NBA analytics pioneer and front office insider John Hollinger joins Dunked On podcast host Nate Duncan to bring you scouting reports, game breakdowns, and salary cap analysis. Subscribe to Hollinger and Duncan today, wherever you get your podcasts. I realize we're talking more about Rip Hamilton than we ever have here on the Locked On Pistons podcast this week. He signed, I guess it was last week, with PointsBet as the first sports betting brand ambassador for any Michigan athlete. Of course, we know the sports betting apps are coming to the state of Michigan likely next week, possibly the week after that. We'll have some more details for that when we know more. But the great Amari Sankofa, the new Pistons beat writer at Freep.com, the Detroit Free Press in the black and white pages of the print edition, as you should also check out if you're more of an old school person. The first question that Amari Sankofa asked Rip Hamilton in a Q&A that he published on Wednesday at Freep.com was about Troy Weaver, being as though Rip Hamilton, playing with the Washington Wizards, knew about Troy Weaver from his background in Washington, D.C. And Amari asked about Troy Weaver, and here's what Rip Hamilton had to say. I'll start the quote now. "We have a lot of mutual friends, me especially, having a house in D.C. and playing for the Wizards for the first couple of years of my career, and he's a Maryland guy, a D.C. guy. A lot of my friends and former colleagues, especially in this area, had nothing but great things to say about Troy. This is prior to Troy actually getting the job with the Pistons. You just look at his track record, what he was able to do in OKC and now coming over here, and the first thing that I love about him, that he has reached out to the alumni, reached out to the guys, just from a conversation standpoint, trying to figure out how do we get the team back to where it was. If you look at the previous championship teams with the Bad Boys, when we came in, the Bad Boys had an identity, hard-nosed, toughness, accountability. They were going to grind games out. They represented the city. We fell in line with that, our 2004 championship team, going to work, put on your hard hats. And the fans can identify with that. The people from Detroit can identify with that. We're not just going to relate to anything, but we bought into that because that's what represents the city. The one thing he has done, especially with a lot of changes, is bring in guys who fit that model, two-way players, guys who can play on both sides of the ball, guys that can play multiple positions, guys that are selfless. You need to build that identity and that culture with the team, especially in the locker room, because that's what the fans are going to get behind. That's what the city of Detroit is going to get behind. We don't go for anything. I just think he has to take that mindset, but we all have to be patient." End quote. So that's Rip Hamilton, who knows the city of Detroit, who knows this organization, talking about the new man in charge of the Detroit Pistons, who reached out to the going-to-work era type of players, the Bad Boy type of players, found out about that history. Of course, anyone who follows NBA basketball already knows to some extent about that history, but the fact that he was curious enough to make those calls, to make those connections, means something to guys like me who watched this team ascend on two separate occasions in two kind of distinct eras and trying to get onto some kind of level even close to that after a decade or so of wandering around in the darkness. So kudos to Troy Weaver for making those calls, and we'll try to hold him to making the right kinds of moves that we feel like here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, and we don't know everything or close to anything at some time, but we'll see how it all kind of goes down in the time ahead and as the world turns here on Locked On Pistons. But I'm your host, Matt Shook. That wraps up this edition. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. They got great reaction from the Harden trade. All you need to know for your fantasy basketball needs. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow with Fridays with Brian. Have a good one, guys.